Hello, hello. You're listening to Dawn Chanel and Lakiana's Lip Smackin' Podcast right here on the Anchor platform, but you can also find us on other platforms as well. Right here, you're going to get all of that lip smacking juicy hot topics along with some consumer reports, things that you need to just simply know about, all right? And then whatever else we want to talk about, we do what we do how we want to right here on this show. I am your co-host, Dawn Chanel, and we are going to be getting right into the show with Akiana's hot topics. Thank you guys for tuning in, clicking in, sticking in, and I hope you plan on sticking around.
Sources close to the West and Kardashian clan are reporting that Ye is really not doing well. You know, him and Kim are separated and the divorce is coming close. And he has very limited contact with his estranged wife and their children. The sources are saying that Kim has went on for all these years supporting and defending her husband, and just kind of privately, she's been dealing with this because I believe in her mind, she's like, yo, he's crazy and I need to get me and my children away from him. So we just want to keep Yeezy in spirits. You are a crazy dude. You have spazzed out, but I mean, heartache and heartbreak is something completely different. And we hope you can get you some chakra stones and find some healing ground to deal with this next transition. Hopefully friends and family are close and keeping an eye on you. Best wishes. You guys never know when you're in danger. Like, and I mean never know. It could be the most innocent event and you guys will never know that you're in trouble. I say that to say this. There is a couple in Atlanta that have been arrested after shooting a woman who shushed them in a movie theater. Imagine going to the movie theater and you not coming home. Someone asking your family members, well, what the hell happened? Oh, this person shushed them and lost their life. This is absolutely sickening. This happened today, Wednesday, February 17th, it was reported that the U.S. Marshals actually apprehended the couple in Indiana, and they're to be extradited back to Atlanta. The two were identified as 20-year-old Cameron King and 22-year-old Yvonne Crawford. The two were charged with aggravated assault and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime. It is reported that the 22-year-old victim visited the theater to see a movie with her wife. During the movie, she claims that a group behind her was being disturbingly loud. She then turned around, shushed them. They all began to argue. The victim alleges the man pulled out a handgun from the woman's purse and began firing. Law enforcement officials say that the gunshot was heard inside the theater, and surveillance video supports that after the incident, the victim was rushed to the hospital and was put in stable condition and was then, you know, treated for her injuries. Again, this is awful. You can't even go to the movies and ask the people behind you to be quiet because you will be shot. This is awful. This is absolutely awful. A young couple, you guys had your life ahead of you and your shit's ruined now because you decided to bring a handgun to a movie theater. And everybody knows if you pull a gun out, you're not supposed to pull it out unless you plan on using it. And they took their safety test to hand. They pulled their shit out and they actually used it and now they're going away. Don't feel bad for them at all. So do you guys remember the 90s group Ideal? Well, if not, Cedric Cotton from the group was actually stabbed to death. They called him Swab because his name was Cedric Cotton, so his nickname was Swab. So cute name, sorry. Like I said, he was a member of the 90s R&B group Ideal. He has sadly passed away after being stabbed multiple times. This happened last week in Houston, and he was only 46 years old. The police are looking for a black male in his late 20s. Cotton's mother said that he would often visit the food market where he was murdered at. So if you have any information on this murder, if you have any news, please contact the Houston Police Department so his family can get the closure that they are so desperately looking for. Snooki from Jersey Shore tested positive for COVID-19, which kind of ruined her Valentine's Day. She said this one hit a little bit different, which she wrote in a caption over a picture showing her mask. She said, "I have COVID. I have been isolated in my room since finding out. My family and I have been super cautious, careful, but this is so scary." She said that her symptoms just started off as a bad sinus cold. She had a little bit of headache, stuffy nose, and a mild cough. She said, then she ended up feeling super tired and she was napping all day, which actually prompted her to go get tested. She admitted to feeling groggy after losing her taste and smell. She said she ordered a greasy cheese pizza and couldn't taste a damn thing. And end quote, what a sin. Snooki, we hope you get better. Make sure you stay away from your family, wear your mask, sanitize, and wash your damn hands. Let's see. There was a body discovered this past Monday at 11:30 a.m. In Florida, and the cause of death is not clear, and there is no signs of trauma. The body that they found was of a former NFL player, and his name was Vincent Jackson. He was a wide receiver, and he was only 38 years old. So he had been staying in the hotel since January 11th, and his family reported him missing last Wednesday. This definitely sounds like a Netflix upcoming film, so I will myself be on the lookout and just kind of keeping an eye on this story to see if we can uncover, figure out what happened, or just get some details on what happened to this man. Being in a hotel from January to February is kind of abnormal, especially if you're an NFL player. Like, where's your crib? So that's one thing. And then the family reported him missing last Wednesday and just found him this Monday. Like, why wasn't housekeeping keeping up with anything? Or I don't know. There's a lot more to this story. Like I said, I'm going to keep a close eye on it because it does sound like a Netflix documentary in the making. I'm just throwing that in the universe because I want to know what happened. And for some exciting baby news, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting baby number 2. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. There's a lot of talk and buzz going around that they're going to be doing an interview stating what their experience was and just how they live. I do believe that they're not supposed to speak out. They're not supposed to give those secrets away. So this could be bad for them, but they're living their lives and doing what they want to do. And I'm always, always an advocate for people living their truth. So I stand behind them in their journey. And again, I wish them a safe, healthy, and wonderful pregnancy. Congratulations. I would like to call this segment, How Ghetto Is You? Again, I'd like to call this segment, How Ghetto Is You? I'm just going to jump right into the story. So I'm chilling, minding my own business, and I get an alert on all the alerts because I want to know what's the latest and greatest in the world. Moving on. I get an alert that there's a man who on Valentine's Day made national headlines and deputies are actually searching for him. So if you know anyone by the name of Joseph David, who was 48 years old, you probably should get a hold of him and tell him that he needs to turn himself in. If anyone's wondering why he needs to turn himself in, It's because he's wanted on felony and grand theft charges. If you're asking yourself why, just know that he proposed to his girlfriend, but when he proposed, he used a stolen ring from another woman to propose to his girlfriend. Crazy, right? Like I said, investigators are looking into this case. So two women involved in the case, they worked together and helped detectives identify Davis, who never gave them his real name. He told them his name was Joe Brown or Marcus Brown. And they met through, I guess, a site called OkCupid in 2015 and 2016 between these two women. The deputies had started looking for him when one of the women learned that her boyfriend was actually engaged to someone else. When she went looking at her fiance's Facebook page, she noticed a photo of she noticed a photo of the other woman wearing a wedding band and engagement ring that was identical to her own prior to her marriage. When she went to check her jewelry box, she noticed that her stuff was missing. The total value of the ring is valued at $6,270. Investigators are looking for him. So Joe, Marcus, or Joseph, you need to turn yourself in. You need to stop playing with women's hearts. And if you want to get engaged to everybody, you should go to the Dollar Tree, get some cheap rings and just pass them out. Or don't be with anybody until you can get your bread up and propose with your own ring. You're absolutely disgusting. Playing with women's heart, that will get you killed. A marriage proposal is a big deal and it's not a joke. And especially when you're stilling to get to that point. You're 48 years old. You need to go have several seats, go evaluate your life and probably start over. That's all I have to say. Well, if you work for Target, your company is actually giving you 4 hours of pay and they will even give you a free ride via Lyft to go get your COVID-19 vaccine. I don't know how long the vaccine takes, but I'm gonna just roughly say maybe 30 to 45 minutes. I would say by the time you get there, you sign in, you sit, you wait, you get the shot, you go on about your life. If you work for Target, they will give you 4 hours to go and handle that. You could go get your nails done. You could go to lunch with a girlfriend or a guy friend. You could handle some serious business in 4 hours while getting paid as long as you go get that deadly shot that nobody knows what's in. Choose wisely, folks. Well, 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 it is Black History Month, and every day I try to learn a little something about history that I did not know. I hope each and every one of you have been learning different things, and not just only during Black History Month, but just every day. When I was growing up, my mom would always have this saying, you learn something new every single day. And I always feel like I've done my deed for the day when there's something that I did not know that I have newly learned. It could be small, it could be big, but just make sure everyone is expanding their minds on growing within yourself daily. Even if that means you have a certain route, like say you get off work and you go home, you drive this certain route, one day a week, I want you to switch that route up. Just take a different way home because you're always learning and growing. You may see a house that you've never seen. You may see some outside decor that you've never seen that just gives you a good idea. And it's just kind of to keep your mind always learning and searching for more knowledge. Again, it is Black History Month and I hope everyone is doing their due diligence and just learning a little bit as each day goes on.
Hey everyone, once again, it's Dawn Chanel at you with some more consumer information. According to ABC7, com. There are some things that we need to know about this tax season. And I want to send a thank you to Nick Notario, who is the contributor for this piece from abc7.com. Now, there's a lot going on. And typically, you know, tax time comes around, you get your tax goodies, you take it to the tax guy, and you get your stuff handled, right? Well, there's some things that we need to know about, according to abc7.com. And they're saying that you can file your 2020 tax return starting Friday, February 12th, right? So it's already in effect, but the IRS pushed back the date when returns could be accepted. But tax preparers haven't heard any kind of delay for people getting their refunds, okay? So we can start filing, okay? But it's a pushback of the date on when they can be accepted. If you do a direct deposit, you might be looking at 1 to 3 weeks normally, explained Edward Gardner of Edward M. Gardner CP. On a paper check, it could add another 2 weeks. It's always good if you don't get a refund in a couple of weeks to go to the IRS.gov and look for where's my refund. What's new this year? If you made charitable contributions, you no longer have to do an itemized return, according to abc7.com. If you take a standard deduction, experts said you can take $300 of charitable contributions. Another change is for teachers. They're allowed to write off $250 in PPE gear they bought for the classroom. Now, what if you worked from home? Well, in 2020, millions of Americans worked from home. Unfortunately, expenses they incurred are not eligible to be claimed on their taxes. Now, that's not the case if you're self-employed or a gig worker. All right? According to Gardner, he explains people who worked out of their homes, W-2 employees, even though they incurred expenses at their home, they can't deduct those expenses. But someone self-employed, of course, could deduct those expenses. Is your stimulus check taxable? No. If you received one or two stimulus payments, the IRS said they are not taxable. However, if you received unemployment benefits, those are taxable, including the boost benefits millions of Americans received in 2020. All right. Do you need a tax preparer? Well, the IRS website lists several free ways to file your 2020 return. And there are also software programs that allow you to do the returns from home. Now, if you do that, Gardner said, make sure you update the software before you begin your return to make sure it includes all the new changes. However, 2020 brought a lot of changes, and experts said it's possible a preparer is the way to go. Okay. Now, getting your stimulus payment. If you're still waiting on your first or second stimulus payment starting Friday, you can begin using the process to receive it. If you're entitled to the money, but you haven't received it, you can get the money through a recovery rebate credit on your tax return. You need to know how much money you're owed. And once you have the number, you can insert it on the form. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is just being aware of scams, because there are going to be some scams out there because, you know, it's tax season, scam season. People are out to get your money. So you got to be careful of tax return scams. The Better Business Bureau and the IRS are warning people ahead of tax season to be careful of scammers. Okay. ABC 13 spoke with Leah Napolelio, the vice president of operations for the Better Business Bureau of Greater Houston of South Texas. And she said, before you do work with any preparer, ask for credentials, verify them on irs.gov, and make sure they sign your return. Okay. She also said, be wary of preparers promising to give you a larger return than anyone else. Also verify where your return is being deposited. Okay, that's a big thing because last year there was a mess with people getting their direct deposits going into wrong accounts and those accounts belonging to the people who prepare their taxes. Craziness. So you got to be careful of that. All right. So consumers out there, I just wanted to share this information because it is tax time. Okay. It is tax time and we are, you know, doing our taxes and you might be doing it a little bit different. You know, it might be sending over your documents, you know, electronically and things like that. Or if you want to try to do your taxes yourself, the most important things you remember is if you're going to use software, make sure it's updated so you get to take advantage of all the new laws that are in place for 2020 tax preparation. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.